BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. The family of Reeva Steenkamp, who was shot dead by the South African athlete Oscar Pistorius, has reacted angrily after he was found guilty of culpable homicide but cleared of murder. June Steenkamp said there'd been no justice for her daughter, who died a horrible death. She said she couldn't believe the judge had accepted an explanation by Oscar Pistorius that he'd mistaken Reeva for an intruder. Andrew Harding reports.
Mr. Pistorius showed little emotion. He'd been warned yesterday to expect this verdict, the judge concluding that he did not intend to kill anyone when he shot Reeva Steenkamp in his toilet, but was still criminally negligent. And the family spokesman, Uncle Arnold Pistorius, thanked her for rejecting a verdict of murder. But Reeva Steenkamp's family and friends appeared shocked and disappointed by the verdict. Earlier, her father, Barry, described his own grief.
It's easy for other people to look in and see and listen and have their thoughts, but only once they've gone through it will they know what we feel.
The Pakistani army says it's arrested the gunmen who tried to kill the schoolgirl Malala Yousafzai 2 years ago. She'd gained prominence for demanding rights to education for girls. Shaima Khalil reports from Islamabad.
The spokesperson for the military, General Asim Bajwa, has said that these 10 men belong to a little-known group called Shura and that they were acting under the supervision and under the instructions of the leader of the Pakistani Taliban, Mullah Fazlullah. The Pakistani army have said that this was a joint operation. It was police, the military and intelligence agencies, and that when they made those arrests, they found a hit list of 22 other names that were going to be targeted other than Malala.
In Canada, the mayor of Toronto, Rob Ford, who made global headlines for confessing his addiction to crack cocaine, has dropped out of the race for re-election. It follows an announcement earlier this week that he had a tumour in his abdomen. Rob Ford returned to office as mayor in June after 2 months in rehab, where he was recovering from drug and alcohol abuse. Rob Ford's brother Doug will run for mayor in his place. A giant figure in Northern Irish politics, the Reverend Ian Paisley, has died at the age of 88. The Labour MP Peter Hayne, a former Northern Ireland secretary, said Mr. Paisley's involvement in the peace process had been vital.
The historic 2007 peace settlement, which we negotiated and has delivered stable self-government for Northern Ireland ever since between bitter, lifetime-old enemies, the Ian Paisley's party, the DUP on the one hand, and Sinn Féin, linked historically to its paramilitary link, the IRA, on the other. That could never have happened without him.
This is the World News from the BBC. The United States has imposed another round of sanctions on Russia, targeting its biggest bank and restricting its ability to explore new deep-water oil sources. The move is part of a joint effort with Europe aimed at punishing Russia for its military intervention in Ukraine. A BBC correspondent says it's not clear how effective the sanctions have been so far, despite a significant fall in the value of the ruble. The American Secretary of State John Kerry, who's visiting Turkey, has said he's confident of forming a broad coalition of Arab and Western nations to fight Islamic State militants. He was speaking in Ankara on the latest leg of a Middle Eastern tour. With more is Barbara Plett-Usher.
Mr. Kerry said it was too early to state every country's role in the coalition, but he officially confirmed the appointment of retired Marine General John Allen to work out the details, and he said the full range of activities laid out by President Obama was being addressed. He said he could not have received a more fulsome commitment from Sunni Arab states, dismissing news reports of a tepid reception, and he praised Turkey as an essential security partner in the region. Turkey has indicated it will limit participation to logistical and humanitarian rather than military support.
A rescue operation is underway in the Nigerian city of Lagos after a building collapsed. The National Emergency Management Agency said the building, a guest house for foreign members of TB Joshua's Synagogue Church of All Nations, came down in the city's Okutan district. There's been no official confirmation of casualties, but there are reports of dead bodies being dragged from the rubble. The Calcutta High Court has quashed charges of rape against an internationally successful Indian athlete after gender tests proved she was female. Pinky Premanikik, who had always competed as a woman, had been accused of rape by her live-in partner, who was also female. Miss Premanik specialised in the 400 and 800 metres. Her successes included winning gold at the 2006 Asian Games. BBC News.